Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
I was talking to a young man just yesterday. He and his young wife are expecting their first child. It's very early days and the wife is justifiably cautious. She isn't allowing herself to get too excited just in case something happens. She's given herself a benchmark. If all is still well at 12 weeks, then she'll allow herself to get excited. You know, as it happened, she went out of the room to attend to something, which left the two of us for a while. And Neil, the husband, said, "I'm not waiting for 12 weeks. I'm excited now." I have to say, his excitement was palpable and catching. "What's the part you're most looking forward to, Neil?" I asked. "All of it," he said. "There's going to be lots of cuddles and fun. If it's a boy, we're going to toss the books in the corner and play tents in the lounge room. And we boys are going to gang up on Mum. And if it's a girl, she's going to be Daddy's girl and I'm going to take her everywhere." My eyes filled up as I listened to him. Maybe I'm getting old. But the love already present for the little one was just overwhelming. This father was totally focused on loving his child. As we talked about future practical concerns like a possible house move and job and the other issues presently confronting them, among them the terminal illness of his wife's mother, I heard Neil say, "We'll deal with it. My first concern is the welfare of this little one." I was listening to love from every angle. And the sacrifice that's inevitably contained in their lives ahead was of no concern to the young father at all. The meeting stayed with me and I thought, God's like that. He only knows excitement about being our father. He only thinks of ways he can love us. His concern is only what happens to and for us, and the pain we cause him, the anguish involved in loving us, is of no concern to him whatever. It only matters to God that he can love us. I wish I could hear from you who are listening to me, so I could hear again the myriads of ways God has got across to you, the ways in which he's loving you, his tremendous excitement in loving you, and in being your father.